This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, more growth now, also infrastructure of a sort. According to Allied Market Research, which is, just like it sounds, a market research firm, the edible cutlery market is expected to be worth $56 million by 2026. Not a lot on the face of it, $56 million, but that would be an 11% annual growth rate in that category since 2019. Jennifer Kingston is chief correspondent at Axios. She wrote the other day about cutlery that you can eat. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Great to be here with you, Kai.
Describe for me, would you, the rabbit hole that you fell into that led you to write this piece.
I was reading a story in the New York Times about the top food trends for 2022.
Yeah.
The one that caught my eye was tasty tableware. The Times reported that prices are coming down for edible chopsticks, forks, spoons, straws. So I started calling the companies that that sell these to see what was going on with them.
Well, so we'll get to the prices thing in a second, because obviously cost is an issue here. But let me ask you this. First of all, have you tried these things?
I tried some edible straws. They taste a little bit like fortune cookies, perhaps, or wafers. The companies suggest creative pairings. You could have a black pepper spoon with your macaroni and cheese or your pasta.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, you know, I will let the gourmands among our listeners figure that one out. But the reason I ask is because, for me anyway, there's a little bit of an ew factor that you have to get by, because I would worry about like sogginess and just a texture thing. But there's a very real business part of this thing, right? It's not cheap. You have to get consumers to adopt it. And as of right now, there's still a little bit, I gather, of an uphill climb.
Absolutely. And you're right on all these fronts. A few of these startup companies that are making this stuff have come and gone because they're a lot more expensive than the plastic or conventional alternatives. You can buy a whole bunch of paper or plastic straws for pennies, whereas these cost maybe 20 or 30 cents a piece on a good day. Now, a whole bunch of places are adopting them. Carnival Cruise Lines will put an edible straw in your drink, for example, and so forth. But either they are charging extra for them or they're raising the prices of the products that they come in. That said, people are really interested in being sustainable.
Right.
And one of the biggest marketing hooks for these products is that they are actually home compostable, which is the brass ring in this type of sustainability.
Right. And there are, you know, varying levels of environmental awareness and sustainability consciousness among the consuming public. And people who are going to buy these things and do it at home will certainly do it the proper way. But if I'm on a, you know, Carnival Cruise Line, that's not the first thing I'm thinking of. So if I don't eat it, it goes into the landfill, right?
It probably does.
Yeah.
One point that a lot of the manufacturers of these edible spoons, forks, straws, what have you, kept making to me is that things that we think are good, like paper straws, actually aren't. If a paper straw is used for anything but water, that it can't immediately be recycled without being rinsed. And in an era where governments and so forth are cutting back on single-use plastics, edible alternatives are seen as a kind of fun, niche product that people can use as a novelty and feel good about.
Yeah, a novelty for now, but obviously it's kind of the way of the future as we all try to be more sustainable. Jennifer Kingston, she is the chief correspondent at Axios. Jennifer, thanks a bunch. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai. Now eat your vegetables and your plate too.
I will not. I'm not a vegetable guy. But anyway, that's a whole different podcast. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.